Welcome to the Marketing Happy Hour podcast, sponsored by Shelby & Company, Inc. Your host is Shelby Joyner, CEO and marketing professional. Grab your favorite cocktail and let's get started.
Today, I want to talk about useful tools for your business and how to make the most of them. I've been in business for 11 years now, and there have been all kinds of different softwares I have used. I've tried to create my own kind of organization platform, something that's good for me and my team to use. So I thought I would just go on here and talk about some of the things that we utilize now. So that way, maybe if you're trying to figure out something for your business, or you're in, you know, in the mode of like changing softwares or something like that, we can always help you. So the first thing I want to talk about is QuickBooks for billing. I have started to use QuickBooks Online. Well, I actually started using QuickBooks back in the day before it was online. So it was like a software that you downloaded to your computer. But then I switched over to QuickBooks Online in about 2016 or 17, and it has been absolutely amazing. I keep all of my customer database in there. I keep all of the invoicing in there. And then also I can like export that customer database into my email list and add them every month into that. So I really like QuickBooks. And then also if you have a CPA, then you can connect them to the back end of your QuickBooks, and they can actually take all the information from like your bank accounts and all of your records and payments and deposits and all that, and they can utilize that for your taxes, and it makes it a lot easier on you. I think QuickBooks is super easy to use for almost anybody. I am personally not a huge fan of like the accounting world. I just really like to send invoices and receive the payments, and you can also do like online payment, which is really great, and people can pay with card or they can send you a check and then you can record payment that way. So QuickBooks is a really great tool to use for small businesses, and there's so much more you can do with it besides just billing. You can run reports, you can see your profit and losses and that kind of stuff. So if you are in the like middle of trying to figure out what you want to do for billing or how you want to accept online payments, I really prefer QuickBooks for a service-based industry. If you are not in service or the service-based industry, then I would definitely think of something more so like Square if you do products, or Shopify or something like that, you know, just a POS system that will help you with that kind of stuff with the products, and you can keep record of all your inventory and stuff like that. The next thing I use is Monday.com. This has been something I started implementing with my team about December of last year, and it has been super great. So on Monday.com, you can have multiple boards, and each of my team member has their own board. So when I assign them a task, I can put it on there, and then I also, you know, put like their little face or little emoticon thing next to it, and then they can go on there and see exactly all the details that I need about the task that I'm asking for, and they can go on there and respond to it. They can ask questions. It just keeps like everything right there in the software versus having like 100 emails, because that's what we were doing. We're emailing back and forth, and then I'd get confused because then I'd have client emails coming in, and I absolutely hated the cluster of all that. So if you really want to get organized on your team's tasks, then I would do Monday.com. It's very affordable, and it grows as your team grows. So I started with like the free plan, and now I've got 5 team members, and so then we add those people on there. And I also keep up with my own daily task, and the best part is like once it's completed, like whenever Katie, my assistant, completes a task, she'll put completed next to it, and then I go through at the end of the day to see exactly what was done, if she had any questions about anything, and it's just really great and organized, and I absolutely love it. So that's Monday.com, literally Monday.com. Like that's how you get to it, Monday.com. I don't know why they named it that. I guess I really need to look that up, because it kind of gets confusing sometimes when I'm like, oh, hey, on Monday. And it was like, oh, wait, no, that was Wednesday. But like on Monday, like .com, the software. but it's really great. And you can put it on your phone, put it on your tablet, put it on your computer, on your laptop, all of it. And you just keep up with it that way. So if you are a business owner and you have multiple team members that you need to get tasks put like assigned, then I would definitely use that. The last thing I want to talk about is Google Calendar. So if you have heard my podcast about time blocking, then you understand how much I love Google Calendar. It is absolutely amazing. And I go on there and I put the like what I'm doing for the day on there. Sometimes I'll time block stuff out on Google Calendar. If I'm having like personal time, then I put my personal time on there. If I'm going to a meeting, I put that on there. If I have an online meeting, I put that on there. So that way everything correlates. Well, I also have Calendly, so that way people can book a consultation with me for free. Well, so whenever I connect the two, then my calendar is already organized and people like Calendly knows like, oh, she's busy this time, she's not busy that time, and then I'm not having to cancel a bunch of stuff. The next part about Google Calendar that I really don't think people take advantage of, and it's absolutely amazing for all of us OCD type A people, is the color coordination. So whenever you go on there and you create an event, you can change the color of the actual event that you create on Google Calendar. So each of my colors have different meanings, and I know what it means, my assistant knows what it means, so that way there's no confusion whatsoever. And then if you also like want to send out invites, you can do it that way, which is really simple. You know, just add people to like via email and then they can say yes or no. And then also if you want to send out like reminders, then you can go back to that Google Calendar and take a look at it that way. It also has a really great app and you can do it all through your Gmail account as well. When you go to your Gmail, you hit the nine little squares at the top right corner and you hit Google Calendar, and then you can go on there and have different calendars and set up the preferences of your notifications. So if you are listening to this and you have other useful tools for business, then find us on social media, Shelby and Company INC. We always post about our podcasts on the Fridays that they are released. So go on there and let us know what kind of stuff that you like to use, because we would like to start implementing more of that on this podcast and talking about more tools that we can utilize for business ourselves.
We hope you learned a lot in this Marketing Happy Hour podcast episode with CEO Shelby Joyner. Remember to follow us on social media at Shelby & Company INC. Share this podcast with your fellow business friends so you can challenge each other to be the best versions of yourselves every day. As Shelby always says, you can't inspire other people if you don't inspire yourself.